Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Oh dear, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us. But we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruko, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now! Can it, you nit?
Be careful, Veruca.
Whatever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
He's absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point.
Oh, wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know... Get out of the kitchen, and we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators, people that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition, which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Pinkhood, along with Johnny and Driz.
Johnny,
hey,
hello.
Yes. Yes. We're all here. No idea where Redhead is or what's going on with him.
I think he's stuck in traffic again.
Subway, am I right?
I would hope he is because... Or something is going on. Which... isn't good at all.
Yeah, let's just get on with our topic.
Oh, yeah.
As Redhead ventures his way over to our studios.
Yeah.
And it never stops with Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook
now,
has gotten themselves in shit.
And now it's being reported that Zuckerberg is facing a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Over fake ads.
Which, this is surprising with all the shit that Facebook has done. At least facing one lawsuit. Record for Zuckerberg. So getting himself into shit.
Yeah.
It
must
only
be,
makes sense because of
nice.
the fake pages that I saw even before the election and after the election. I saw many fake pages that would promote fake news about certain people and of celebrities. And the worst part is that people were actually gullible enough to believe that these fake pages existed with the fake celebrities, quote unquote. The fake famous. I mean, who's to blame? Because nobody would know first that, oh, those pages are fake. They're not real.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
it's meant to be a fish and bait kind of situation.
Right.
Fish for a sucker, for someone who's gullible enough to believe, oh, I'm going to create a fake page behind closed doors where nobody will see me so that I'll gain and attract thousands of followers. And then, boom, you get all those thousands of followers because they don't know that you're posting fake stuff, illegitimate stuff that doesn't exist. Or as the term that we normally use today now is fake news.
Right. Oh, yeah. And a lot of fake news, which lead to scams and then Hell Has No Fury, then a financial journalist out for blood, more like Facebook blood or financial.
No, Pink Hood. No.
Well, hello, Red Hood.
No. Hell Has No Fury for financial people who try to go out for Facebook's blood. I mean, fact is, it's really, if you have a financial person trying to go after Facebook, he's going to lose. I've got a point.
Or a no-win situation because Zuckerberg has to go to court. People are already pissed off at him. So, what else is new?
People are always pissed off at Zuckerberg. I mean,
what else can go wrong?
What else does go wrong?
Oh, wait, there's more.
People are pissed off at other people all the time.
How exactly are you on here, Red Hood, when you supposedly have no internet?
I'm telling you, somebody's behind Red Hood's using the internet. Someone's back there allowing him to gain access to the internet, because Red Hood, the conversation that we had on Monday about the router, and I spent quite a while explaining to you what a router is, but you didn't seem to get it or know or even try to understand what a router is or how it works. That's part of the internet. That's what helps make it the way that it is. The way that internet
basically
runs.
What a router does is it routes
your
wire signals to being wireless.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I told you it was racist.
How do you know it's racist?
Because
a router?
Because I do. I just do. My friend.
From a friend?
A friend. Yeah. A friend.
That's a little bit of a fool thing to say, coming from your friend. Buffoonery.
Yeah.
To make an assumption.
Yeah. Guess you're
next
right.
Next thing you know is that somebody would say that the internet makes you eat fried chicken and drink lots of watermelon juice.
Oh yeah.
Watermelon iced tea. Watermelon Kool-Aid for that matter. And then you go around Texas saying, howdy, 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 all over again. Repeatedly, over and over again.
Right.
Redhead?
Yeah, I'm here. What?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm here. I'm absolutely here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of funny how he got himself into this in the first place. You know,
no, but ads normally have to go through a vetting process. So,
yeah.
Who's our? So, it's what? So, in reality, Schitzing fan, big time.
Yeah, I mean, shit is hitting fan, big time. I mean, if investors want to, you know, drop out.
No, they want to kick his ass out.
Well, yeah.
Like, close the door on
But then
it.
How would everybody else communicate?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It'll be a different social world if nobody communicated the same way.
It would just be a different platform.
What's the scenario that the Facebook stock drops all the way down to zero and, God forbid, Facebook ends up shutting the service and we can't use Facebook no more?
Wait, if Facebook shuts down, I will see you on Snapchat.
Yeah,
or Instagram at that point.
But remember, Instagram is owned by Facebook, so it can
oh,
be possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Also shuts down. So think about it. You have two less social media websites. Snapchat, okay. It's kind of cool sometimes for me, but it gets repetitive after a while because you post stories about yourself, and it's not as interactive as Facebook and Instagram, where you get to upload endless pictures and write social statuses or whatever.
Right, and it's not, and then doesn't Snapchat just anything that you post just disappear into the ether?
Within 5 seconds, yeah.
So, how is that supposed to benefit anyone? Let alone people who could care less about Snapchat at all.
Well, Snapchat, it's still in this growing stages, so you know, it's possible that could be the next flock.
Yeah.
That people run to in case there's, in the worst case scenario, Facebook and Instagram shut down for good.
Yeah, that would be a huge.
That's like the world ending right there. A piece of the world ending.
That would be like a huge blow.
A lot of people would lose their minds and jump off the cliff. Now, you don't want to see me jump off the cliff. I'll tell you that right now.
Right. But if Russia doesn't use these social media platforms, then it wouldn't matter. Then, and if he's living in, didn't Russia say he's like living in the 1990s, or earlier? So it wouldn't necessarily matter to Redhead.
He'd be cutting off 2.2 billion users.
Or Redhead would just not be affected.
Yeah. Mm.
Your choice. I mean,
in the world of 1994, where people use landlines to make phone calls and the internet, nobody really knows about it, except maybe for the top technologists. I think Redhead would live just fine. He'll be able to make it, and you won't even know what I'm wearing.
Well, okay, so if I had landlines, right, couldn't I easily get up to this internet thingy? I mean, I could, right?
You just call
you
up.
Could
in
a way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just kind of have to, you're just definitely going over steps to get, like, the better internet.
Okay, so steps. Is that like the dial-up, the racist dial-up thingy?
It's definitely not a racist dial-up.
No,
it
isn't.
It's a slow and long dial-up.
It's a long... Wait a second.
Would it actually extend, would my racist dial-up black hood, shit, sorry, black,
wait, didn't black hood just poof out of existence, so, maybe he got caught in the ether.
Well, dial-up, if you want to dial-up your internet, since you seem to be living in an age, just grab yourself a phone jack and a long wire and then just connect the
you
end of your...
Like a wait a second, you mean like a magic check? I can do that. I can do that. I can do a magic check.
To the next, or you could go from dial-up to DSL. That's even better internet.
Wait, dial-up is not great anymore?
No.
Nope.
No.
Forget about dial-up. Dial-up's dead.
It's been dead. It's a doornail.
It's been dead for how many years? Where is it? We have
several decades.
We have to revive this back. I mean, it has to be revived back. Dial-up has to be revived back so that everybody could be on one landline.
So wait.
That would take like 20 freaking minutes to connect to a page.
And the download speed is shit.
Yes, exactly. The download speed is shit. So it takes a lot longer to go away or come to you, right? So...
No, it means it will take a whole hell of a lot of time to do anything online.
Literally takes up your whole time.
Yeah.
You could go wash your plate and do laundry, take out the trash and do other chores around the house and still wait for the dial-up to connect to the internet.
Yeah.
That's how slow it is.
Really?
You can walk down the street. Walk down the street, like, walk a mile, come back, and your page will still be half-loaded.
Right.
Exactly, Johnny.
Is that slow?
Yeah.
Yes. It's
let's just say that it's slower than a
like
turtle.
It's like speed. So...
Wait a second. But I
slower
eat...
Slower than a
snail.
Turtle.
No. But I eat snails.
Slower than a snail that's on a turtle that's on molasses.
Wait, does that even make sense? How can that make sense? That can't make sense. Not in a million years would that make sense. Okay, wait. Okay, somebody has to... Alright. Somebody has to come in and rewire me. Because obviously...
No. You can't get rewired.
I have to get rewired. That's the only way I'll work.
No, you don't get rewired. Your house gets rewired at that point.
My house
at that
gets
point,
rewired.
Your house gets. Yes.
Okay, my house gets rewired. I don't get rewired?
Correct.
So it's not like an EEG
or
an EKG
you don't.
where I can't
Red Hood.
So an EKG is not internet. I hate to burst your bubble.
But it has neurons.
I'm absolutely 100% serious. It has nothing to do with the internet.
How does it not have to do with internet? It has wires.
Different kind of service. That's medical. That's a medical procedure. Not internet.
But I always thought that you could do EKG through internet.
EKG.
No, you can't, Roger.
No, who told you that?
No.
Wait, dial-up would be like.
Why are you giving this information?
I don't know.
Why are you giving this information?
Somebody's lying to you, Red Hood. Somebody's lying to you.
Yeah, big time.
A dollar parent would be like Netflix and wait. Oh, forget this.
I can't imagine waiting for Netflix. I'm a movie fan. I gotta watch my movies. My horror movies.
The only wait would be is your DVD coming through the mail.
Oh, God,
oh, yeah.
Would that barrel still exist, by the way?
Yes, the DVD. Oh, yes, the DVD that I have coming through. I love Alfred Hitchcock. It's fantastic. I mean, you know, The Birds, Psycho by Internet, The Dial-Up Conspiracy. The Dial-Up Conspiracy starred Princess Grace of Monaco. And that was absolutely hilarious, by the way. It was great flick. What else? And then there was King Wired.
Interesting.
And the fact that King Wired, you know, King Wired was really about climbing buildings with wires.
I don't know about that.
How do you not know about this? It's in all the rage.
Okay. I'm just going to go with that. Whatever you say, Red Hood. Whatever you say. But, oh, wait, you could be right.
How can I be right?
Or wrong. If someone's giving you the wrong information, then someone's wrong. And it isn't you.
It's not
someone's
me.
Someone's giving you wrong information.
I'm lying to you.
Yeah.
I'm lying to you and deceiving you.
Yeah.
Telling you all kinds of stupid things.
It's not like, and if that's happening, then something's going on, and tell them to provide you with the facts.
That's okay, why facts matter.
All right, what's the facts again?
The facts is of what you're doing?
The facts is that the internet is the free place.
Right.
For you to search and for you to post millions of pictures of your cousin's newborn.
Yeah. Amongst
every minute
other
of your
things,
cousin's newborn,
sure.
Google in and learn how to talk.
Right.
And press crawl. To that very time that you tried your first chicken fried steak in South Carolina, and how delicious it was. And the fact that you wanted to eat it out over and over and over again. That's what social media is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. Let's go on to the next topic, shall we?
Yeah, it all makes sense now, doesn't it?
That
the light bulb just went off.
Ding dong.
Mind blown.
Yeah. Okay, so wait a second. Okay, right. Excuse me for 10 seconds. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Are you okay, Rodhead?
I think so. Just talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay. So, Zuckerberg is what?
What?
At this point? For all of our sake?
What?
So...
All right, what's my bad boy Zuckerberg doing now? What is he doing now? Honestly...
You forgot that, so you didn't...
I've been in a coma.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in a coma. I forgot what the internet was. Thanks, Drew, for reminding me what the internet was. And so what happened?
Zuckerberg getting a potential lawsuit.
Wait. Zuckerberg getting a potential lawsuit. Why is he getting a potential lawsuit? What the hell is going on?
So you're forgetting that he basically allowed fake ads to go on to Facebook. That thing that you don't know about.
And that
for millions of people in the UK.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that. Right. So, so apparently he's just done a dump, right? A facial
dump. Pretty much.
Right? So stealing the image and putting it back down on somebody else's head.
No.
No.
No?
No, no, no.
What do you mean, no? What do you mean, no?
Zucky is getting got himself in a pickle.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Zuckerberg. Right. So, what is Zuckerberg doing today? What is he doing?
He's got himself in more shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's in trouble.
Big trouble.
Big, huge trouble. With the law and with the public. Now, I hear reports of a riot forming against him.
Wait. Has it been organized already? Can I organize? Oh, shit, they're coming. I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, so... Why? Well, that was fun. Can we do it again?
No!
No!
Can we do it again?
No! No.
You only get one.
Yeah. There's a...
Damn those copyright licenses.
No, it's just... time to get moving.
Okay, right. Fine.
Let's end this one once and for all. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Incident. When you go home tonight, when we leave our studios.
Yes.
Yes.
Go home. Send it from your computer or whatever it looks like in computer, and speak to it. Speak to Alexa, if you have Alexa. Your
right.
Twitter is somebody who's running the internet for you should be able to help you log on.
Right. Oh, yeah. And not to mention, if you go onto Twitter, Twitter's actually doing something really good. And it's
well,
a win for
like
persons with a different abilities because hate speech, they are now including persons with disabilities in their hate speech criteria, which is pretty epic. It's a pretty awesome
hello?
Win.
Yes, this is, hello? Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Hello. Yes. This is Mark Zuckerberg's hotline. How can we help you? No,
but,
we
but
do not.
Zuckerberg doesn't have Twitter, and Twitter is now stepping up after people were, more importantly, advocates out there who were being told pretty heinous shit. And for a long time, people with different abilities ended up didn't get any help or aid with their situations that came up and within Twitter itself, from Twitter itself. So, this is something that is needed and has been needed for the longest of time. We have to look at this as a win because so far.
We should look at it. Okay, right. Even though I don't know what Twitter is and I think it's a flying bird or something, some kind. And
right.
That's what they want you to think. That's what the public wants you to think, that Twitter is some sort of bird. But Twitter is a diary. It's a diary that you can write. But you're sitting in front of a computer.
Isn't that bastard? Okay, isn't that bastard who's our president a Twitter fanatic?
Oh, there
you go. I do know that.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, but moving on. There is.
Yeah, what about the fact that people who could be advocates are being told some heinous shit on Twitter, and yet nothing has been done until now?
Finally, we can get some... Like, Twitter ain't gonna take it anymore.
No. Johnny, even I know this. You don't mess with Twitter.
It ain't gonna take the hate speech anymore.
And it's now being included in hate speech. It's about time.
It's about damn time.
Uh huh.
Been time.
I mean, yeah, it is about damn time. I mean. In a way, it is about damn time because people and advocates have been getting their asses handed to them for a long time and then saying, it's a hate crime, and Twitter's like, no, it's not a hate crime. Please move on.
Yeah, Twitter shouldn't be hate crime. Just think of Twitter as the place they go to cry.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Or to
cry away your problems.
And it's also a place where we could where people could let off steam too.
And you can also laugh at other people write stuff on Twitter. right? People who should be who write the longest tweets.
True.
All combined into 280 characters or letters.
True. 280. Aren't they experimenting with increasing the limit?
They already have.
Yeah.
They
already
that's
what
it's been done.
That's old news.
It's old news.
It's been done. See, that's how far back you are when it comes to the knowledge of Twitter and other social media websites.
He was back when Twitter had like 70 characters.
No, I know about the 120 character limit, but I was just wondering if they're going to increase it like 300 characters, so that way we can type more than a paragraph.
Yeah, so far back they went to 140 then 280.
Twitter. It depends on how you use it because Twitter can be good and it can be bad.
Yeah.
But
hey. Hey, it's where you go to complain when Facebook is down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Right, so Facebook is down and...
Like, oh, Facebook is down. Like, oh, let's all go cry on Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. Let's all cry Twitter tears.
Yeah, but forget about the internet. Since Red Hood still living behind our time. I'm just going to tell him to read a book.
Right.
Read a book. Read Moby Dick or something. So,
Okay. Thanks, Driz. I'll do that. And then the first thing I'll ask you is, what was Moby Dick's brother?
And then I'll tell you to go read the book again. To
find
the character.
Right, and that also means you have no audio, Audible either. Audible is a thing of now, but if you're living in the 90s, no more Audible.
No, Audible existed in the 90s.
Boy, like the had those like what? Anybody remember books on tape?
Yes, they were books on tape, so...
On video cassette as well, too.
So you pop the tape in your cassette player.
Mm-hmm. And you listen.
And you listen.
All is well.
I'm showing my age a little bit, too. Younger Jared's like... What is that? What is a cassette player?
Okay. No, I'm not that old.
That's a story for another show, but
I'm
not
old
that
mind.
Old, mate. I know what a cassette player is.
Mm-hmm.
I know what a cassette player is.
Okay.
However, I don't know what an 8-track is.
Hmm.
8-track, that's fine.
You're going to have to look up. Oh, wait. Yeah, you could still look it up. Your prehistoric internet.
In your local encyclopedia.
Hmm.
Right.
In my local encyclopedia. Okay.
In your Encyclopedia Britannica.
Right.
Dang, that was a 90s reference right there.
In my Encyclopedia Britannica, which I'm going to only buy for $100, and it'll be just a...
Yes.
So it can just be a thing on my shelf.
Right, you're getting the idea.
Kind of like 25 different volumes or something like that.
Okay. So what you're saying, Johnny, is that it's 25 different volumes? Oh my God, I need to get reading. I need to get reading. I really do.
Read.
You'd also have to make a heck of a lot of room.
Yeah.
I guess we have more in store for next week that has which is the piece de resistance of our Facebook Chronicles.
Which is what, Pink Hood?
Oh, that still deals with some Facebook, a woman basically stealing from a charity that helps different people with different abilities.
Mm.
And yeah, that's our show. That's just a little overview.
Right. So if you like what you heard and you like the other episodes, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, and we are on Google Play. Also,
I believe that's it for the month of April, by the way.
Yeah. Also, if you want to actually get in touch with us...
It went by very fast.
Yeah, no, it did. If you actually want to get in touch with us, we're on AMC Press News on Twitter and TSCS Pod on Twitter.
And we're on Instagram.
And we're on Song Instagram. Fancy that.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
You could find out all of our information at amcpressandco.com. That has all of our social media links. Definitely, it's in the description. Don't miss out on finding what's in store for us.
And we know that it was a slow episode tonight, and... trust me, everybody will be back on Monday. So,
yes.
Monday, more nonsense.
Oh,
Monday,
yeah.
More nonsense, more making fun of stuff.
But you love it.
And, by the way, I will learn the internet by Monday. Trust me.
As I say, I hope
you're
with me.
Will Red Hood Monday? Stay tuned.
Yes.
And
on that note...
goodbye.
And on that note, all right. Bye.
Bye. Night.